This is the cultural lesson.
All right.
Verse 24, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." All right, let's take a look at the subject. A prophet is not without honor except in his own town. Matthew 10:41, Jesus makes this statement. He says, "If you honor a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward." The prophet's reward is what that prophet brings to the table, so to speak. So here's the deal. If you honor a prophet as a prophet, if you esteem and honor correctly, accurately, fully, then you fully get to draw from their gift. If you honor a prophet in the name of a good brother, you will receive a good brother's reward. And I watch often in the context of familiarity that it's very difficult for people to receive from people that they know well. This is the principle. I've had people ask me the question, how come it's so much easier to get unbelievers healed? This is why. It's not because God has a heart of evangelism that emphasizes praying for the lost. That goes without saying. Of course he has a heart for evangelism, but not at your expense. It's not like you get one miracle. It either goes to an unbeliever or a believer. You know, it's not like he's limited in power and you just got to make the best choice and hopefully it'll, you know. I have people come up to me, they say, you know, I've got this problem, but I'd rather my friend get healed. Well, you know, he's a multitasker. I'm not, but he is. And he's quite capable. And so here we've got a situation where Jesus starts talking to them about why miracles, the anointing for healing, just shut down in the room. And they saw a few people get healed, but it wasn't like what they were expecting because they reduced Jesus. Does this make sense to you? They knew Jesus, but they knew him incorrectly. They knew him accurately, but incompletely. Was he Joseph's son? Yeah, he grew up in Joseph's house. Are you following me? There's a lot of people who know Jesus incorrectly.